Lately, there's a growing push to make accessibility more creative, and I think it's just rad. In fact, some of the major players at Forward Doc, that's Documentary Filmmakers with Disabilities, are presenting at this year's South by Southwest a panel called Creativity Enhanced, Documentary Tools for Smarter, More Accessible Storytelling. What I love about this panel by Day Al-Mohammed, Amanda Upson, and Lindsay Dryden is that the title sounds kind of formal and serious, but they're planning to give examples of newer, more creative, more cutting-edge stuff. If you want your film or visual arts to be creative, interesting, and unique, why wouldn't you want the language-based translation of it to be creative and interesting and unique? I'm hearing blind people and non-visual learners talk about how exciting and inviting it is to hear or read a description that's pleasurable. If the world of visuals isn't someone's main point of reference, why do sighted audio describers spend so much time making references to only visuals? I'm not saying it's easy. Even I'm still grappling with a question Thomas Reed asks me all the time. Yeah, that's what it looks like, but how did it make you feel when you looked at it? It's the perfect question to counter the old school say what you see method of audio description that sounds like it's trying to pretend to be objective. As a describer, you have the power to pick which things you saw that you want to say something about and how you want to say it. Neutrality is impossible. Your culture, your values, your politics, and your desires to be creative or not are always at play. The New York Times recently published an article about the importance of image descriptions for pictures, paintings, and other visual art. They gave some examples of AI-generated descriptions that were outrageously inaccurate and/or unuseful, and even gave some lovely examples of descriptions written by people for contrast. I don't subscribe, so I can't open it anymore to give some examples, but it's very well worth the read if you can get it. The Verge had a great article about how when you don't use image descriptions, it creates a hellscape of either confusion, serious lack of information, or getting overloaded with Unicode character descriptions instead of being able to actually just read the text. You can't make every single thing accessible to all people, but improving access starts with understanding where the problems are, what the barriers are, and what effect those barriers have on people. So today, have a listen or read to me sharing some of the bullshit auto-generated image descriptions I've come across in my endless time at my computer. There's a downloadable transcript in the blog post of Pigeonhole Podcast, Maybe Image of Cup.